Wisconsin's taxpayers contribute $837 million a year to help support low-income families, even though 40% of them have a full-time breadwinner. Add the costs of federal programs like Medicaid and food stamps, and the price tag edges closer to $2 billion. The author of a report on the hidden costs of low-wage workers says that's what the social safety net is there for. But Laura Dresser says some employers could do a better job of making health insurance available.
It's important that we provide Medicaid to people who are uninsured. It's also important to think about how we can affirm the employers that are providing health insurance, not reward the employers that aren't.
Dresser says many employers outsource the high cost of health insurance to programs like Badger Care. She says that puts companies that do provide benefits at a competitive disadvantage. And Dresser says her report shows that lawmakers should take into account the quality, not just quantity, of new jobs they're trying to attract to Wisconsin.
Because some of those jobs are of a quality that actually turn around and demand resources on the other side. And so the public sector should be very focused on using its purchasing power, its bully pulpit, in order to leverage job quality in the state and to pay attention to things like health insurance provision through jobs in who gets contracts from the state.
Dresser also says the state's minimum wage should be tied to the rate of inflation. 10 other states are already using that formula. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.